Chapter 1. Come Fly With Me. The channel piping Christmas music through my earphones might be all sing-along, jingle bells and goodwill, but I'm trying very hard to contain myself. If I let rip, it won't be to spread any seasonal joy. And as I'm in a plane flying at 38,000 feet over the Indian Ocean, it's no place for a meltdown. As I switch screens on the laptop, a message box pops up bearing that dreaded little flag. I'm having second thoughts about the opening shot. I think, on balance, I prefer the one you originally selected. Although, I recall seeing a side-angle shot before I turned to face the camera, which might look more natural. Can we discuss, please? The mere thought of solar-powered solutions CEO, Mr. Carrie Anderson, reclining in comfort a mere 30 feet away while he sips his cocktail, isn't doing my blood pressure any good. It's the 23rd of December, and we're flying back to the UK from Sydney. The answer is, no, we can't discuss this until the Christmas holidays are over, unless he invites me up to first class. Sitting in a row of four seats in economy class, with a boisterous toddler to the left of me, is a challenge. His father has the aisle seat the other side of him, but the child is out of his own seat more often than he's in it. Add into the mix a woman to my right, sorting out an oversized bag, and it's little short of hell when you are trying to type. It's unbelievable that Carrie is continuing to harass me with messages as if we're still at work. The list of changes he'd like to make to the rough edit of the promotional video my company, Dynamic Videography, has been making for Solar Powered Solutions is beyond unreasonable. What is really incensing me about all this is that if we hadn't overrun on the filming schedule, then I'd already be at home relaxing. I had been due to fly back a little over a week ago with my cameraman, a longtime friend, Jeff Martin. But I reckoned without the interference of a CEO who didn't just deviate from the previously agreed storyboard and script for the shoot, but kept insisting I rewrite bits of it. And now, when we finally finished filming, he's still not letting up. Carrie.